for our public hearings. And we certainly appreciate all of you being here on this Thursday afternoon, giving up your time to participate in your planning and zoning process. I can assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a particular application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And before I read those rules, I would like to congratulate you. I understand that this begins your 30th year of service to Sussex County as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So commiserations and congratulations all around. So that's an impressive mark, though. I know, you know, I think what there's been four of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I don't think anybody has served Sussex County 30 years. I know the Cole family collectively probably served that long, but I don't know that Mr. Cole did.
Mr. Allen might have. I'm not sure. Allen might have a few years on me, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm still young.
All right. There's still more to come, right?
Well, you know, every 3 years, they get an opportunity to swap me out.
So. Well, congratulations.
Mr. Chairman, after 30 years, how many Purple Hearts do you get?
I'm not sure, but it's all good. But thank you very much.
Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, with that, this is the time for the public hearings that are scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of an application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And finally, when you come to the podium, when you wish to speak, there's a microphone like this that's up at the podium. We ask that you make sure this button at the base of it is pushed and a green light lights up. That way we know that we're getting you on the recording and it's being broadcast and also amplified. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you.